play a piece by Cal Forte, Drop of Water, and while it's playing, I'm going to set up my thing for my piece, and then we'll end with the rest of Rocco's pieces.
Okay.
Sounds really good. So, Carl, where are you?
Thank you.
You want to say a word about your piece?
I guess it doesn't really matter how long a composer spends on a piece, but it might be interesting to point out that I spent a hell of a long time on this one, almost a year. The composition was created entirely from the sound of dripping water. And there are five samples naturally recorded, very clearly, cleanly recorded. And each of these five samples, as you listen to them, has their own melodic material, their own harmonic material, and particularly their own rhythm. So as the piece progresses, you hear the five sections, maybe 10, 15 seconds long, which contain the basic material from which the rest of the piece has been made. For those of you that aren't familiar with what we can do with recorded material, it may be an eye-opener. You will say, how could you possibly get that sound out of the drop of water? Well, it's no longer a problem because we can dissect any sound, and we have the tools to separate them and put them back together with different formats and different harmonic content, or simply to isolate part. What I love, the sound of dripping water contains some gorgeous tiny seconds, and you can isolate those little seconds and turn them into actual notes. And of course, it's been a long time possible to loop, so what is originally a short note is looped and can be held indefinitely and then given an envelope and all of those wonderful things which are just routine these days. There's some humor in it, so if you find yourself smiling, I'm glad. It's supposed to be not ha-ha, but humorous. And these tricks were created with an Italian program, Melody Uno, in which you just take the picture, the digital picture of the sound, and you take your mouse, and you can do anything you like with it. You can twist it sideways, and you can pull the transient harmonics out of the sound, move them over, or change them. It was originally designed so that they could correct bad intonation in live performance, which is a hot field, as you would know. At any rate, this 13-minute piece simply drops of water.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. topical diseases. And Nick, you said you knew the levels?
Yeah, the first one was CD is community.
We already did that, please.
Okay, the second one should be about 3 months above that.
Three. Wow. David, are you still here?
No, I mean, yes. Is any of us still here?
Is what?
Is any of us still here?
I don't know. I feel like...
Yes, you put us into another zone, you know.
I feel like I have stars on my head.
Oh.
So, Nick, this is what we have to do first. Also, so what is this piece that you're going to do? You tell me.
Yeah.
Because I don't have any, I can't talk.
This is called Agnes, God of Fire.
Can you tell anything about the composer?
Kjell Froder lives in Stockholm, Sweden. And he's written, this was his only piece for accordion quintet. And it was premiered after it was written in 1989 in Sweden. And then just recently wrote another work for accordion, baritone, and soprano, which just got premiered September 26th. I like this piece. It's in five movements. It's only about 7 minutes long, so each movement's only about a minute and a half.
It's
about 2 feet long. Nope, that's in CD, but it's a
second.
It's based on the God of Fire from the Hindu religion, Agni. And each movement is related to the Hindu religion. The first movement is called devotion, and it's the first step in gaining salvation after you die. You have one of the steps in the Hindu religion is that you have to devote yourself and to a god. And it could be any one god of your choice. And in this case, the piece is written about the God of Fire, Agni, and the first movement is reminiscent of a bonfire. You'll notice that you hear a lot of sforzandos, accents, and you'll get that impression. The second movement is called Illusion, and it's one of the prerequisites for gaining salvation, that you have to remove the illusions in the real world. And what you'll find is that the composer has one accordion playing a chord, and then another accordion will pick up on a different inversion of that chord. And so you get this feeling of things changing, but also remaining the same. And he also uses some inversion in spots too, which also gives you that impression of illusion. The third movement is Action, which one of the prerequisites to attain heaven in the Hindu religion is that you have to do good deeds on earth. And that's what the third movement is all about. And then the fourth movement is based on the concept of reincarnation, that each person's life is a cycle in which you were born, die, and then reborn in a different form. And the final movement is called Moksha, which is the way you attain salvation after you've done essentially the first four parts of the first four prerequisites to attain to get into heaven. And the fifth movement is actually attaining heaven. And you'll notice that in this last movement, all the accordion parts are doing similar things, and it's a very conservatively written ending. And then the very final part is a run of perfect fourths, which gives you the feeling of the soul actually ascending into heaven. So that's what attracted me to this piece, and it's really interesting. And
it's hard to be flippant about.
I can. I noticed it's written marked con fuoco, which is Italian for with fuoco.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
Fuego.
Yeah. Excellent. Let's hear it.
So let me know when you want me to. Is there a cut after this?
No, that's the best.
Okay, so I don't have to run and
right.
Stop.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, you ready?
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
yeah, actually, I could use the lamp.
Okay, if, don't pick it up from the top, because it will. It's one of those lamps that tastes like a jumper. So this is also a world premiere. You know what I mean?
Thank you. Thank you. never at last, is it? I think there's one more, but we won't go into that.
No. And I think our next show, if we're very lucky, our next show will be once again with the Vermont Contemporary Music Ensemble.
Oh, how
live.
Lucky is that?
Yes, live from Montpelier, and then live again from the Flynn Space in Burlington.
And is either of us having a tune on that concert?
I have no idea. We're just hosting it. We don't have
hosting.
To know.
Right.
We go there, we read the program notes, and then make something up.
That's the way it should be.
Thanks to everybody who was involved in this concert. Except the composer.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
and to MJ Leach for co-hosting, and we'll see you next time.